Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 25th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Daled. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud Beis. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the yichus, the lineage of a child that's born. And it's going to tell us that a child that is born from proper marriage, a marriage that there was no aveira, then the lineage follows the father. If the father was a kohen, then the child will be a kohen. If, however, the child was born from a forbidden relationship, then sometimes the child will have the lineage of the least worthy parent, the least worthy lineage. Sometimes the child will be a mamzer, and sometimes the child will follow whatever the mother is. But that's when there is an avera, a bia asura. Kol mokem sheish kiddushin, whenever there is kiddushin, in other words, kiddushin is applicable, ve'en avera, and there was no sin whatsoever in the marriage, havlad holech achar hazochar, the child's lineage will follow the male, the father. As it says in the pasuk, lemishpachosom, leveis avoisom, they're traced to their families according to their fathers, house of their fathers. Ve'ezoi, what's an example of a kiddushin, a marriage where there's no avera, zoi kohenes, Levio, the Israelis, any one of these three, Shenisu Lekon or Levi Yisrael, that were married to a Kohen or Levi Yisrael. So, for example, a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, the child will be a Kohen. Bas a Kohen who got married to a Yisrael, the father will be, the child will be Yisrael. V'chol mokem sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, every place, however, where there is marriage is applicable, marriage will apply, but there is a sin, there was an avera done in that marriage. Havlad holech achar pogum, the child will have a lineage that follows the pogum, the one that's more inferior of the parent's lineage. Ve'ezoi, what's an example? Zoima almona lekohen gadol, grusha b'chalutz lekohen hedyot. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. If he does, that child will be a cholol, will be an unfit priest, and possible for the kohen, cannot do any of the work of the kohen. Or an ordinary kohen who marries a divorcee, or chalutza, the child will be a wulchalal and possible for kohen. As it says, v'lo yechalal zaroi, he shall not make his seed profane. The child will be profane if that kohen or kohen gadol marries someone prohibited. Mamzeres unasina liYisrael. What about a mamzeres who is only allowed to marry, not allowed to marry a man who's born Jewish, or Nesina, those people who Yeshua declared they would be off limits to the Jewish people, they were put into jobs of wood chopping and water drawing, for various reasons, their conversion was was done under false pretenses, and David HaMelech made a gezerah against them; they shouldn't marry into the Jewish people. When he saw how cruel they were. So these Givonites or these Nesinites, if they got married to a Jewish man, or the other way around, Bas Yisrael Lamamzer Ulanosin, if a daughter, a Jewish girl, got married, who is not a Mamzer, has got married to a Mamzer or a Nosin, where the father was the unfit person in the marriage, then in that case we say that that the child will follow, the lineage will follow the pogum, the worst, the least important lineage. And therefore, if it's a mamzeres, if the mother was a mamzeres, then the child is going to be a mamzer. If the father is a mamzer, then the child will be a mamzer. And this is because when it talks about a mamzer, it says, Lo yovoi mamzer bikal Hashem, a mamzer is not allowed to marry into the assembly of Hashem, into a normal Jewish girl, even the 10th generation, and the nosin we learn from the mamzer, we compare the two, they both of them have an avera in their marriage, they are prohibited by love, but kiddushin will be valid, albeit illegal, but it'll be valid, because the Tanna of our Mishnah holds that kiddushin can be valid even for chai v'lavin, even when an avera was done, that's a love. But not one that's punishable by Karas, as we'll soon see. V'chol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin. If, however, man was mekadosh a woman, which where the kiddushin was so prohibited that it's not even valid, it's like a non-event. Avli yesh lo alachem kiddushin, but it's someone who someone else could have kiddushin with him. In other words, the reason for the prohibition is not because of the status of the woman or the man himself or herself, but because of a family connection. Then kiddushin and someone else would mekadosh kiddushin would be perfectly valid. What's an example of this? A classic example would be a sister, a man who married or lived with a sister. The kiddushin is absolutely not valid. If someone else who's not related marries sister, the kiddushin would be married. And that, if a person did live with his sister, for example, or any of these other relationships where kiddushin does not even have any validity, then the child is a mamzer, havalod mamzer. Ve'ezer, says the Mishnah, asks the Mishnah, what cases are these? Ze habal achas mikol ha'royos shabbatora. This is one who lives with any woman who would be prohibited as one of the arroyos in the Torah. Arroyos means forbidden relationships, incestuous relationships. The one exception is, there's one exception, and that is that a person who lives with a nidah, with a woman who is not clean, who's got a period, for example, or hasn't been to mikveh after having the period. So such a relationship is also prohibited by koras, chas v'shalom, but it will not produce a mamza. It will not produce a mamza in that case. V'chol mi she'en lo loy olav v'loy alacherim kiddushin, and any person who the woman. He can't. Not only his kiddushin is not valid, but no one's kiddushin. No Jewish man could have a kiddushin with her. Then havlad kemoisa. Then the child will follow her lineage. Ve'eza. What's an example? This is zev lad shifcha, a child of a shifcha. We're talking about a non-Jewish maidservant, a shifcha knanis, a man who lives with a shifcha knanis. Not only he cannot make kiddushin with her, but no one can make kiddushin. Kiddushin is simply not valid with a non-Jewish woman, a shifcha knanis. And if the child is born, that child will be an avid. Will follow the lineage of the shifcha knanis, not Jewish. Venochris. Similarly, if the woman was just a non-Jewish woman, not a maidservant. And a Jewish man lived with her, that child is going to be a goy, is going to be a nochris, is a nochri as well. And this we learn from the psukim, the way it describes in the Torah, how it says to be careful, do not marry, do not take in the a non-Jewish daughter for your son, because he will take away your son for, do not give your daughter to a son of a non-Jewish man, because he will take away your son from me. And it says there, if you give your daughter to the son of a goy, then he will turn away your son that she will bear, that she, your daughter, will bear to him. From here we learn that a son born from a Jewish woman will still be called your son, and the Torah is concerned about him. But the other way around, if your Jewish son marries a daughter who's not Jewish, the child born of that relationship is not, the Torah doesn't concern itself with it, because that child is not considered your child, is not considered Jewish at all. And therefore it does not say that, it doesn't say, don't take his daughter for your son, because she will turn your son away from me, because it's not your son. The son born of a non-Jewish woman will be not Jewish. That's as far as the lineage of the children. What about kiddushin? How do you know that kiddushin does not apply? There's no valid kiddushin whatsoever on a non-Jewish shivcha, on a shivcha knanis, a maidservant is not Jewish. And that's because they're compared to the chamor, the donkey. Back in the story of Avram, when he says to his eved, to his servant, shvolachem poim chamor, stay here with the donkey. The word im can be read as am, the people. The people who are like a donkey, just like a donkey, there's no kiddushin, so also by an eved as well. And a shivcha knanis. What about a nochris, a woman who's simply not Jewish, but not a maidservant? That, how do we know kiddushin is not applicable there? And that's from the pasuk in Devarim where it says, "V'lo tischatein bom." You cannot have marriage with them. Not just you're not allowed to, but you cannot have marriage with them. There is no concept of marriage between a Jewish man and a Nochris and a non-Jewish woman from the other nations. Mishnah Yud Gimel. After we've learnt in the previous Mishnah that a child of a mamzer will be a mamzer and forbidden, and he's forbidden to enter into a marriage with any Jewish girl, unless she's a mamzer as well, Rabbi Tarfon is going to teach us in our Mishnah here that there is a way in which a mamzer can make his biological children not mamzerim. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin mamzerim litar. There is a method, there is a loophole for a mamzer to cleanse the psul, or the description of a mamzer, from his children, biological children. How is that? Ketzat. How does that happen? Mamzer shenosa shifcha. If a mamzer, a Jewish man who is a mamzer, marries a non-Jewish shifcha. Now, of course, again, we count marriage, but we mean he lives with a non-Jewish shifcha. And produces a child, havlod evet. That child that's born will be not Jewish, will follow the shifcha, as we said in the rules in the previous Mishnah, whenever there is a a relationship that no one can have kiddushin with, the child will be like her, like the mother. So the child is going to be an eved kanani, like the mother was a shifcha kananis. So what does he do with this child, this biological child of his that is not Jewish? Shichra roi, he now, if the master, the father, who happens to be the master of that eved, frees him, he frees him from a eved kanani, that child now becomes a fully-fledged Jewish man. Nimtza ben chorin. He's a Yisrael gomer. He's an absolute Yisrael. And by doing this, he's actually now got his biological son to be a ben chorin, a normal Jewish man, who has not got the stigma of a mamzer upon him, and he can marry any Jewish girl. The opinion of Rabbi Tarfon is that even lachatchila, even in the first instance, a mamzer can buy a shivcha kananis, a maidservant, marry inverted commas, of course, and a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha kananis, it's not prohibited, and the child will be an avid, he frees his child who is an avid, the child becomes ben chorin, and that ben chorin, that free child, is able to marry any Jewish girl. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer harize eved mamzer. He said, no, the child will not only be an eved, not only carry the stigma of being a non-Jewish child, an eved kanani, but with it, a mamzer as well. Why? Because since the vlad, the child is like, oh, he's an eved, that's that part of it, but the mamzer stigma sticks to him, because the psul of mamzers can never be uprooted. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this will not be a solution. Who's the halacha like? The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that it is a solution, it'll work. However, if an eved kanani marries a mamzeres, that's not going to work. Even Rabbi Tarfon agrees the child to be a mamzer, because the child's lineage will follow the father, well, the mother, who is a mamzeres, not the father. So that won't help.